Our week of practice coverage is in the book, so now the big question is, which players can carry over the momentum of a good week into the Senior Bowl game? And for that, we go to Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net. Tony, which players had some good practices this week, and how can they translate that into the game? Who's one of those guys?
Let's look at Carson Wentz, the quarterback from North Dakota State, who really is building a big buzz about him throughout the week. A lot of people think he's going to be a top 12 pick. He's got the size. He's got the stature. He made some great passes. He had some great practices, especially in the end zone, showed the ability to throw down the field. There's four quarterbacks, and this is on each side, and this is a quarterback-oriented game. So Wentz has got to make the most of his opportunity when he steps under center, and that doesn't mean throw for huge yards. That means move the chains, get the ball down the field, hopefully get the ball into the end zone. But I think Wentz is one of those guys. He can cap off a tremendous week with a good game on Saturday.
And how about perhaps the best wide receiver that we saw down here this week, a guy who hasn't really been playing the position that long, and that's Braxton Miller.
He's been phenomenal. I mean, he's a guy who I ranked as a third-round pick coming into the week. He's now early second round, maybe late first round. He's done everything. You could tell he looks very natural. The route running, the way, not only catching the ball with his hands, but the way he separates from defenders from the hand with his hands. What I want to watch on Saturday is, does he do any returning? Does he return any kicks? Because he practiced it during the week, and special teams is something that they do just skeletal practice. It's big during the games. Let's see. That would be basically the whipped cream on top of everything else for Braxton Miller, and if he has some big returns, that could solidify himself as a late first-round choice.
Now, Tony, we also saw a lot of talented running backs down here in Mobile, one of them being Tyler Irvin from San Jose State, a guy who showed he can do a little bit of everything.
Tyler Irvin's week in Mobile reminds me of Darren Sproles and what he did the Philadelphia Eagles running back almost 10 years ago. I mean, he's small in stature, but he plays big. He's got incredible quickness. He's basically, they couldn't catch him. I mean, once he was in the open field, he's very slippery, showed the ability to turn the corner, ran hard on the inside, good pass catcher, did a good job when he was asked to block. Again, like Braxton Miller, Tyler Irvin's probably going to get a chance to return some punts, some big returns in the mold of Darren Sproles when he was here. Even Antoine Randall-L could really improve his draft stock. And here's a guy who was basically a late-round choice, has moved into the middle rounds, potentially a third-round choice, as people really like his prospects at the next level as a third-down back.
How about on the offensive line? Jason Spriggs from Indiana is a guy I was really impressed with what he was able to do this week. Had a lot of buzz coming into the week. I think he really helped himself.
Yeah, tremendous left tackle, tremendous pass blocker. He answered the questions that scouts had about him, his strength at the point of attack, his run blocking. I mean, he was moving players off the line of scrimmage. He handled some of the bigger, stronger players. He's a tremendous pass blocker, and the fact that he's going to be blocking for four different quarterbacks, you want to watch him run blocking. I think he's definitely cemented himself as a late first-round choice. If he has a good game, he can move up even further into the middle of the first frame.
And now let's close out here by looking at a pair of defenders. The first one, Noah Spence, small school guy, big motor, had a great week this week.
And it's great that we're talking about Noah Spence after Jason Spriggs. Noah Spence, the former Ohio State player who transferred to Eastern Kentucky, showed a lot of great pass rushing skill this week, especially out of a two-point stance. Watch him during the game on Saturday. Is he out of a three-point stance? Is he standing up over tackle? Really going to be looking forward to that matchup when Noah Spence is lined up against Jason Spriggs. Those are two guys who are on the rise. We'll see who wins out in that battle.
And last but certainly not least, Jordan Jenkins, a terrific linebacker that we've seen here.
Yeah, there's no blitzing in the game, so you want to watch Jordan Jenkins in space. How does he do against the run? How does he do covering the tight ends in coverage, the backs, the guys like the Tyler Irvins, who he's going to be playing against? Can he stay with those speedy players down the field when the ball is in the air? I think he's had a great week. He's in that maybe that early second, late first-round choice. If he has a good week, you look at the injury to Jalen Smith in Notre Dame. He's a three-down defender at the linebacker position. He could really move into the top 20.
So there you have it, a list of players that stood out here during the week, and we'll see if they can carry that momentum into the Senior Bowl game. For Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net, I'm Alex Smith, and for continuing coverage, stay right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.